Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you, Kathy?
Very good, thank you. All right, so tell us, who was this paramount chief, Sandile Nqadika?
Chief Sandile Nqadika was the paramount chief of Amakgakgabe. And he ascended the throne somehow in 1840.
Mm-hmm.
And this was during a time where his people and many other tribes, you know, were fighting, resisting European encroachment on their land. So Sandile Nqadika and his people fought in, Sandile Nqadika per se, he led his people in the 7th, 8th and 9th frontier war of resistance. The 7th took place in 1846 and the 8th took place around 1850 and the 9th took place in 1878. So, but he was captured in the 7th Frontier War of Resistance, which became known as the War of the Axe. And he was captured and later on he was released. But upon his release, he refused to submit to British rule. On one account, he was called on a meeting by the governor of the Cape, to which he said that he had nothing more to discuss with them. He had made all communication and peace was made, so there was no purpose for him attending the meeting. Now, this really upset the governor of the Cape, who then sent British troops to attack Xhosa houses, burning many home states and taking cattle and so on. So we see Chisandile as a proud and fierce king. But unfortunately, in 1878, during the 9th Frontier War of Resistance, he was mortally wounded in a skirmishes of war between Bengu troops who were under British command. And this, a few days later, he died. So then he was then buried with two British soldiers, to which the British buried with, because they wanted to convince his people or followers that his spirit would not roam. So the artist who did this statue is Helena Volkenzang. So that is the person that we speak about today, Sandile Nqadika.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. And we look forward to speaking to you again next week. Thank you, Tumo.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. It was a great experience talking to you once more.
It's lovely to speak to you too.